So what are the current policies and the priorities for Sydenham, you know, motor crime, burglary, antisocial behaviour?
Yeah, the three ward priorities we have at the moment are exactly that, motor vehicle crime, burglary and antisocial behaviour. They may very change slightly soon because we've got a ward panel meeting on the 23rd, so in a few days' time, where we will obviously discuss what's happened over the last sort of 3 months, and I'll update them on the crime figures and things, and then we'll discuss what is affecting the ward and what we need to sort of focus on. The priorities do exactly that. They give us something to focus on. They're not solely what we deal with, obviously, you know, it's a whole range of things we deal with on a daily basis, but they are the things that are deemed most important, A, to the community and also to ourselves from a crime prevention point of view, you know, for making people feel safer and preventing and detecting crime. So,
do we have a lot of antisocial behaviour in Sydenham?
Antisocial behaviour is actually quite a diverse area, which is one of the reasons that we have it as a priority, because it means we can tackle an awful lot of things. One thing that most people will probably say is prevalent in Sydenham is the street drinkers, or used to be. They're very much not around a lot at all now because of a lot of work we have done over the last year, targeting them, as it were, for offences, sort of very low-level offences, introducing them to the drug rehabilitation programmes, working with the Department of Work and Pensions, and also working with, again, the NCSS from Lewisham Council. We've done an awful lot of work around them. And obviously using the designated public place order, which was given to us on a trial basis, which I think is now staying, but I don't know whether that's definite yet. They're reviewing it at the moment, because that gave us some extra powers to be able to deal with that particular problem as well, which was very, very helpful. The other side of antisocial behaviour is robberies. Kids, you know, nuisance kids, like low-level, really low-level stuff. And, you know, a lot of neighbour disputes come under antisocial behaviour, and they're not necessarily a police matter, but they're certainly something that the PCSOs can get involved in and talk to people about. So, you know, it's a range of things that people would deem to be antisocial, which means that we can expand what we're doing a lot more, because obviously I have to answer to, A, the community, and also my bosses. So it's a bit of a balancing act for me as to what the priorities, A, should be and what the community want them to be sometimes.
It's nice you talk about the PCOs, because actually I'm seeing in my head, they're like mediators, aren't they? That you could put them in before we need to call the you know...
It is to get, you know, the PCSOs engage with the community and they reassure them, and they can deal with neighbour disputes and often things that us as warranted officers would say is a civil matter. It's not something for the police to get involved in. And to be fair, a lot of the time we do still do that because we don't have the resources and it really isn't anything for us to deal with. But when it starts affecting other people around, then the PCSOs come in very handy because they do have the time to talk to everyone in the street or to leaflet everyone in the street and to arrange a meeting. And essentially, they get to know the members of the community often a lot more than we do because they have the time to be there.
Yeah, because I'd actually done a little blog, an audio blog quite recently about community and talking, you know, with all the sort of violence and gangs and things, and saying, you know, with postcodes. So, you know, we have our people in our postcodes. So yeah. I guess that they're quite loyal to it, like the community is.
Yeah, it's funny, actually, particularly talking about the gang side of it. The postcode areas and all that kind of thing, you know, even though they're committing criminal offences, they are still very protective of their own area. It's almost like a bit of yin and yang, if you like, which is a bit odd. But, yeah, it is funny.
So we're all gangs.
I think in some way we are, whether, you know, it just depends what terminology you use attached to what sort of gang it is, isn't it? You know, you could say that a rugby club's a gang, it's a gang of people, isn't it? But it just depends what your intentions are, really.
Okay.